Hello, hello. A very good afternoon to you, wherever you may be listening in this afternoon. Today is Wednesday, August the 23rd. Already speeding through another month. Amen. So if you are listening in, we welcome you. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church, First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we continually and always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray you get a hold of that confession. We pray you write it down on a little index card and continually incorporate that in your daily confessions. Amen. Start your day out, amen, in prayer. You know, start your day out with your confessions and confess that. Amen. Again, today is already Wednesday, August the 23rd. I will have a few announcements as we move along. But if this is your first time tuning in, we welcome you. Amen. And just want to take a moment to thank all of those of you who continue to listen in, even after we streamed back. We used to be every day at 7 p.m. we would post the daily bread, and we did that for going on almost 3 years. But now we are back to in-person service, and we meet there we have in-person service every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center here in Round Rock. If you Google Allen B. Rec Center, it'll give you all the information how to get there. Amen. But our services start at 10 a.m. Amen. We do have a 9:30 to 10 kind of little fellowship before church. Amen. And of course, we get there around, or should I say the pastors get there around 9 to set everything up. But between 9:30 and 10, that's when we just have fellowship. And then 10 o'clock, we start our service. Amen. And speaking of our in-person service, if you are in another state, another country, are not nearby, amen. And if you haven't heard our announcement, we are on YouTube, or should I say the pastors are on YouTube. And so you can tune in there if you are familiar with YouTube or searching for our channel. It is FHK Church Video. Pretty easy. You just type in FHK Church Video and you should see our profile pop up. Amen. Again, so we are on YouTube. Usually by Sunday evening, latest Monday morning, the video is posted from that previous Sunday. Amen. So again, if you can't join us in person, you can join us on YouTube. Amen. And of course, if you need any prayer requests or have praise reports, you can always reach us on our website, fhkfc.org. Amen. And it's pretty user-friendly. Everything has set up for the links to our Instagram, which we post every Monday. Amen. And of course, it's got directions to our service on 10 Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Amen. So that's all. If you are also on Instagram, we have a link on our website, or you can find us at fhkfc.insta, and we post an Instagram every Monday, and then throughout the week we post a little encouragement in the story section as well. Amen. So I think that does it for the announcements. Amen. But I did want to say thank you to all of those who continue to listen in. I mentioned to the pastors, we have quite a bit more folks listening in now than we did when we were every day. Amen. But that's a good thing. Amen. Same with our YouTube. Our views aren't great. Amen. But slowly but surely, they're climbing. Amen. And we are expanding our, how should I say, we are expanding our options on how to get the word out through First is Kingdom Family Ministries. Amen. And a couple of easy ways to do that is we post our Sunday morning service on YouTube. Amen. We have our website. Amen. And we have our Instagram. Amen. So we're doing our best to do what God has called us to do. Amen. So again, I thank you for spending a little time with me here this Wednesday. Also, another little announcement. This next Wednesday, which is the last Wednesday of the month, Wednesday, August 30th, that'll be our healing service. So encourage you to tune in. Amen. The pastors will be handling that Wednesday evening healing service. Amen. So from now until that next Wednesday, I challenge you, if you run into anyone, a relative, a best friend, your folks, brothers, sisters, best friends, and you have a conversation and they start saying, oh, you know, I woke up and this was hurting, or this was aching, or this was cracking, or this was, I was feeling this way. Well, you know what? Excuse me. Encourage them. Encourage them to tune in next Wednesday for our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. God always, always, always shows up for our healing service. I think we unfortunately missed last Wednesday's healing service last month because things were a little crazy. But this month, we definitely will be having it next Wednesday. Amen. So by 7 p.m. it should be posted. Amen. So I encourage you to invite someone to listen in. Amen. Along with yourself. Amen. So with all of that said, let's dive in to this small devotional that I have for you again this Wednesday afternoon. Amen. It is entitled Inspired. Inspired. And if you have your Bible, you can turn to Hebrews 14:12. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. But if you don't have your Bible, I will read two translations of that. Amen. Again, Hebrews 4:12. It says, the word of God is alive and powerful. Amen. Get excited. If that doesn't kind of get you excited, I don't know what will, but it says the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Amen. That was Hebrews 4:12. Now, have you ever opened your Bible to a random page, began to read, and been amazed that the scripture passage is perfectly appropriate for the exact season of your life? Have you ever done that? Just sat down and opened the, you know, grabbed your Bible and just said, you know what? I'm just gonna open it up and see what it says. Amen? But what does it say? It says, been amazed that the scripture passage is perfectly appropriate for the exact season of your life. It says, then at church, your pastor uses the same verse as a basis for a sermon. While driving a few days later, a worship song's lyrics match up again to your life. It's like God has a spotlight on you and is aligning the world around you to encourage, direct, or teach you wherever you are. His word is truly alive and powerful. Amen. Again, his word is truly alive and powerful. Amen. I I'm pretty sure each one of us has experienced this at some point in our Christian life. Amen? Now, reading His Word exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Sounds uncomfortable? A bit too vulnerable? We don't usually like to feel uncomfortable, and reading God's commandments bring conviction. Child of God, count this as a blessing. God shines a spotlight on these areas to inspire us towards greater submission to Him. When we are submitted, we become more and more like Jesus Christ. And that's what we really want, right? And that's what we really want. Amen? We want to be more and more like Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, make this confession with me this afternoon. Say, God, help me to be vulnerable before You. Say, You only want the best for me. Amen? Say that. Say, God, help me to be vulnerable before You. And finally, say, You want the best for me. Amen? Again, Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Amen? That was Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is a marvelous, insightful gift. I'm going to repeat that. It says, the Word of God is a marvelous, insightful gift. He gave it for our edification, education, and inspiration. Whatever we're going through, the Word of God holds the answer. I'm going to repeat that. Whatever you're going through, the Word of God holds the answer. Whether we are running away from God or towards Him, whether we are rejoicing or mourning, however confused or secure we feel, God's Word holds the solution. Find inspiration in God's Word. Amen? Find inspiration in God's Word. It is a gift alive and powerful to help you learn, grow, and believe. Ponder the Scriptures and their direct impact on your life today. And thank God for His living Word. Amen? Thank God for His living Word. Amen? Now, repeat this with me. Father, I trust You with my deepest thoughts and desires. Amen? Say that. Say, Father, I trust You with my deepest thoughts and desires. Say this. Say, thank You for Your living Word that breathes life into me and highlights areas for me to grow in. Amen? Again, thank You for Your living Word that breathes life into me and highlights areas for me to grow in. And finally, say, help me to pay attention to the Scriptures that come to mind frequently and those that jump out at me during my quiet times. Amen? Again, Scriptures that come to mind. Say, help me to pay attention to Scriptures that come to mind frequently and those that jump at me during my quiet time. Amen? And I will leave you with this question for you this Wednesday afternoon. Amen? What Scripture verses have been cropping up for you lately? Amen? What Scripture verses have been cropping up for you lately? Amen? So I hope you got a little bit inspired. Amen? And as always, when you grow and confess, or should I say, when you pray and confess the Word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's Word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Every area, every area, every area. Amen? Well, bless God. I appreciate you spending a little time with me here this Wednesday afternoon in Texas. If you've been noticing the weather, we've been having some crazy weather all over this country. Amen. And I know the pastors and I have been speaking on that, you know, Revelations speaks on that the signs, you'll be able to read the signs on my return. Amen. And it talks about the weather. And if you have seen any of the weather that's been going on, especially here in Texas, how hot it's been. Amen. And then in California, the recent tropical storm that they had. Amen. And then in Hawaii, that bad storm and fire that they had, you know. It's sad. Amen. And we pray for those that are struggling right now. But those of us, it's time to get excited because it just feels that much closer to Jesus coming back. Amen. And as the pastors always say, we're going to be that first group out of here. Amen. We're going to be the first ones taken up. Amen. We're not going to stick around. We're not going to wait. We're not going to take a number. Nope. When that trumpet sounds, amen, we're going to be caught up in that first group. Amen. So, you know, it's not easy the way things are seeming. Amen. I know Pastor Rose keeps an eye out here and there on the news. I do myself. I know Pastor Jesse is not a big fan of the news, but he keeps abreast of the important stuff. But when you see the news, amen, and it's not good, be encouraged by that, that it's just another sign that Jesus is close to coming, amen, and we need to be ready, amen. Like the Bible says, we need to have our life in order, amen. We need to be in the right standing before our Heavenly Father, amen, and we don't want to miss that opportunity, amen, to be caught up when that trumpet sounds, amen. So, not trying to speak any doom and gloom, not trying to come down on anyone, not trying to put any conviction on anyone, amen. Just encouragement to take a few moments this week, amen, or even this evening. And you know whether you're where you're supposed to be or you're not supposed to be, or where and how close you are to Jesus, amen. And if you have strayed some, amen, or not really where you feel like you need to be, amen, then that is just, how should I say, a good opportunity to dust yourself off, amen, and to purpose, Lord, just say a small little prayer to ask the Lord for forgiveness, amen. And finish out this month of August with some extra time in your Bible. Amen. Get a devotional. Amen. Notch out a time each day that you're going to set everything aside, shut everything off, and it's just you and the Lord. Amen. Continually communicating with Him throughout the day. Amen. Just not at your quiet time. Amen. But throughout the day. Amen. And being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will help you get right back in that blessed position that we all strive to be. Amen? Because why? At the end of the day, God loves us. God loves us so much. And He wants the best for us. Amen? So, praise the Lord. Appreciate you spending a little time with us here. Amen? We look forward to seeing all of you this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. And we encourage you to listen in next Wednesday for our healing service at 7 p.m. right here on the fhk.org website. Amen. Again, and if you need any prayer requests, have praise reports, you can submit them on our website. Amen. We keep tabs on all of that, and we are always available. Amen. Just as Pastor Rose and Pastor Jesse are always available. Amen. Like your spiritual doctors, they're always on call. We're always here. Amen. So if you ever need to get a hold of us, all of that information is on our website. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this hot weekend. Amen. Try and stay cool. Try and stay hydrated. Amen. Stay as cool as possible. Amen. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.